Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hope you're right today. Did you hear it earlier? Katy Perry's Live Lounge was on with Joe Wiley. Did you hear it?
I didn't because I was in a meeting, so no. I haven't heard it, but I'm going to go online and listen again.
I love her. And you've got some great pictures online as well at the moment.
Well, I have gone online to check the pictures because I felt I needed to do that as research. Mm. Yeah?
Right, without hearing it.
I have a huge problem with the pictures online.
Why?
Well, there are 8 pictures online, of which only 2 are of her. The rest are of her backing singers, musicians, just a lot of rough-looking men. And but of the 2 pictures of her, one of them... most of her best features are obscured by a music stand.
Right, what's the problem with that? She had the words on it.
Yeah, which I can understand. But why wasn't the photo taken from a different angle so the music stand isn't in the shot?
Right.
And I have no idea. If I'm going to look at photos...
I thought they were good pictures.
If I'm going to... Look, he looks like Lou off Lou and Andy, doesn't he? He does, the guitarist. If I'm going to go online to look at pictures of Katy Perry in the Live Lounge, I want to see Katy Perry in the Live Lounge. In all her glory.
Right.
Not in all her glory. Well, yeah. Without all the other people.
So you didn't hear any of the interview that Joe did?
No, I haven't heard the interview, no.
Right. Well, Joe did talk to Katy about us.
Mm-hmm. So you were on The Breakfast Show yesterday with Scott Mills and you made quite an impression on him and the rest of the team. In all honesty, what was it like for you going through that? Because I can't imagine it was very pleasant.
Oh, it was very pleasant. I liked them a lot. They were very, very kind to me.
Mm-hmm.
Aha.
Yeah.
So have to you, Wiley.
Have that, Wiley. Oh, it kind of been very pleasant. Actually, I like them a lot.
Yeah.
So they are. Do you want to know who she likes the best, though?
Oh, here we go.
Who did you like best? I'll remind you, it was Scott, there was Chappers.
Right.
He's
a grumpy
bloke.
I like Chappers a lot.
He's quite dour, quite a bit miserable.
Yeah, but I like his sense of humour.
I see.
There you go. Stop it there. Brilliant.
Katy Perry thinks you've got a GSOH.
Good actual morning.
Good morning. I've got that for you so you can... have that on your phone as well, if you like.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I like Chappers a lot.
Joe Wiley's kind of obscuring it a little bit, yeah. Going, who's a grumpy bloke? But you can still hear what she's saying.
Who's a grumpy bloke? I like Chappers a lot.
Now, is that better than when Cheryl Cole said this?
Are you
now,
a bit of a love machine, Chappers?
Yes, because Katie's is a statement, whereas Cheryl's was more a question.
Who's I like a grumpy Chappers bloke? A lot.
Right. Here's the important bit, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like everyone to listen closely to this.
Which one of those would you most like to kiss, though, out of Scott, Chappers or Becky, if you had to kiss one of them?
I would probably kiss Scott. Scott's actually rather good-looking.
Yeah.
Scott's actually rather good-looking.
Anything to say?
I think when she says...
Scott's actually rather good-looking.
I think she would rather give you a peck on the cheek, but it sounds like
Scott's actually rather good-looking.
She'd actually like to go out
Scott's
with me.
Scott's actually rather good-looking. Scott's actually rather good-looking.
Now, I have actually... she says actually rather.
Mm.
I kind of tinker with this a little bit.
Scott's rather good-looking. Scott's rather good-looking.
Or, yeah. I've got this one, which is...
Scott's good-looking.
See, there's no... There's no actually rather or rather in there anymore. It's just it's a full-on statement.
Scott's good-looking.
She didn't say that, though. I'm sure that's a breach of...
The words are there.
You've edited Chappers. That. No.
Scott's good-looking.
I'm sure you've broken the law there somewhere.
I think is Scott married, though?
Scott is definitely not married, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
See? So she knows I'm on the market.
I don't like this anymore.
Scott's good-looking.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, the one that doesn't speak is saying that there's been a bit of a problem here because, you know, it was asked which one of us Katy Perry would like to kiss.
Yeah.
Which one of those would you most like to kiss, though, out of Scott, Chappers or Becky, if you had to kiss one of them?
I would probably kiss Scott. Scott's actually rather good looking.
Now, apparently he's saying that there was a bit that was cut out of the interview.
Was there?
And he thinks that he can now read between the lines and see who Katy Perry really wants. This is the bit that was cut out.
You think he's quite good looking?
I mean, I mean, you only gave me a couple of options, so...
Right, so he's saying that...
he was missed out of the options.
Reading between the lines, because he was missed out of the options, that's actually him. Yeah, you keep thinking that.
I can see his way that he's wrong, but he see how he might have reached that conclusion.
He is wrong, but bless him for thinking that.
I know. And that's why he's so perky.
If that gets him through the day, then that's absolutely fine for me.
Scott's good looking.
So I don't want to keep playing
Can you
that.
Stop playing that now? Let me guess, is that going on the podcast?
Scott's good looking.
Probably yes. Mm. And on my phone. Radio 1 Podcast. If you are in the music industry, or if you are in a band or you're an artist and you're thinking, oh, has my track gone on the Radio 1 playlist this week? There's only one way to find out, and that is to go on Becky Cam.
Is it up there now?
Yeah, I think so.
Brilliant.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Normally, the music industry needs to know whether their tracks are on there. Very important. They normally get an email. Today, you have to watch it on Becky Cam. So go online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And if you're a band or artist and you want to find out if you're on there, then...
Are the Pussycat Dolls on that list?
No! We're looking at the Becky Cam right now!
That might be a blunder, Scott.
No, your song is on there. I think they're the...
Maybe it was on A-list.
Yeah, it's on A-list.
That's right. Yeah.
Much better.
Well rescued.
Hi, Pussycat Dolls.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
I'm telling you, you're watching Becky Cam now, right?
Yes.
You will become addicted. People in offices and at home, thousands of people are watching that camera in our office upstairs with people doing really not much, but it's strangely addictive.
Awesome.
Now, would you maybe answer some questions on the camera upstairs in a bit?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for coming in today. Now, I know you've met Chappers before, and you've met me before. I interviewed you, and I sat back in my chair too far and fell off it, which I thought was pretty smooth.
When did you do that?
Yeah. It was a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago when you first came out.
Right.
And,
I
don't remember.
Nah. You have met Chappers before as well. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah. Yes, we do. It's so great. It's so great to see you again.
Thanks.
You're looking great.
Thanks.
Doing a strong. So great to see you again.
Yeah, you probably should sit in chairs when you talk to Pussycat Dolls.
Just to refresh your memory, because you clearly don't remember. This is what happened.
Pussycat Dolls. Hi. Now, first things first. Are you comfy?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you sure? Does everybody want to sit next to me? No, you actually don't. But see, I thought that was going to work. That was the whole plan. Cram up and then get one here.
Think this was at one of our Christmas parties a few years
was
ago.
Was it?
Yeah. Don't remember it?
I thought... Well, I do remember it, yeah, okay, but I don't remember what it was at.
Okay, here's some more.
Now, everybody that's all the blokes that are listening or watching will want to know how you can charm a pussycat doll.
God.
Right. Why are you playing this?
Nothing. I just wanted to remind you.
Why are you turning so red?
Yeah.
We've been here all day and I've waited right till the end for the highlight of my whole afternoon to get slapped by a pussycat doll.
Oh, my God.
Slapped by?
One of you hit me. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Which one?
I can't remember.
Would you like to get slapped again?
Well, now I've got even redder.
Oh, no. Can you remember what you you said in the interview?
No, but I'm sure you can.
Right, yeah, it was something about... I don't want to embarrass you anymore, because you have gone a little bit red.
I'm not surprised.
Okay. Now, we thought that we
could be a very long afternoon.
Yeah, it really could. We thought we'd broken some kind of worldwide exclusive yesterday, because we were talking about Nicole, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And we were saying, I thought that maybe no one knew this before, but we were saying that she was going out with...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
She's going out with Pussycat Dolls. Yeah.
No, I went because I didn't think, but apparently it's been in the papers and magazines and everything.
It's so behind,
yeah. So, so that's true, isn't it?
What's true?
That you're going out with. I'm not even going to say it, just in case it's not.
Yes, we're going out.
Okay, good. Can I ask? Does he let you drive?
Actually, he does, and I think he's more afraid when I'm driving behind the wheel than when he's behind the wheel.
There's no room in that car of his, surely. That's tiny, those cars.
We drive my car.
Oh, really? Have you had a go in his car, though?
No, not yet.
Oh, you must be tempted, though. Come on, Lewis, let me have a go. Just occasionally, no?
I'm going to be playing clips of this back in a couple of years' time.
I wouldn't let him drive you. Have you seen him drive? It's best that you drive, I think.
Yeah, he's a good driver. Yeah. I think he's pretty good. He's not doing so bad.
Yeah. And other girls, do you like him?
Yes.
He's a gentleman.
We approve.
You do approve. Mm-hmm. I quite like that you have to get approval from the other members.
The girls are my sisters, so they spend time. I'm always with them, so they have to spend time with them too.
Lewis is now part of the PCD family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you dump someone if the others didn't like him, any of you?
I would take it into consideration.
Yes, because our girlfriends know what's best.
Okay. So you'll have a meeting and go, yep,
exactly.
He's fine. Tick.
That's we actually have a sit-down with him and we ask him a ton of questions. Yeah.
Did you?
We're like, we'll call you next week.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we'll let you know if you've got through or not. Okay. Now, we want to talk about your reality show, Search for the Next Pussycat Doll. Right?
Yeah.
What happened with that? I never quite understood it.
We don't know. Just joking. Yeah. Bum, bum,
bum. Because, I mean...
Asia's going solo and we support her.
Right.
Doll domination.
Yeah.
So, George, wait a second.
So the first winner got to be in the band and then decided that she didn't want to be.
Right. Yeah.
Why? Why would
she
you do that?
She wanted to do her own thing.
Because she couldn't take the heat.
That's what I was going to say.
How many series has there been now?
Two.
Right.
Two seasons.
There's one coming. There's another one coming. It's called Girlicious.
Okay. And are there going to be any more members of the band because of the show?
It's actually where our team creates another girl group.
Okay.
So the team that put together PCD, they get to work with Ron Fair and Robin.
And the Search of... Gosh, we were watching TV while we were traveling in the car today, and we saw Search of the Pussycat Dolls. I think it shows a lot here. We're not really used to that.
It does,
It's a little bit different than what we're doing. We're the recording group, and then Robin Anton, who originally started the dolls, created that project, and to extend the brand name Pussycat Dolls, that's why we did the TV show. And so it's a lot different. So we understood why Asia wanted to go off and try to pursue her own career, because what we do is, you know, we kind of like the heavy hitters. You know what I'm saying?
Don't argue.
I'm not arguing. Really not. So that's weird. You've done two series and there's less members than ever before.
And it's kind of weird.
It's stronger than before. Stronger than ever.
There's another show, which I think is it called Rock of Love or something?
I love that show.
Yeah, they're on like series 10 now.
Yes. So,
Going strong.
Who's the guy in that they're trying to find a girl for?
Brett Michaels.
Right, okay. And
he still ain't found nobody.
I know.
He ain't gonna find anybody because he wants to keep on doing the show over and over and over.
So, Rock of Love, 10. Yes. Okay, we're going to play your track, When I Grow Up. It's the Pussycat Dolls on Radio 1. And we are going to try and get the girls on the Becky cam a bit later on. It's streaming live now at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Have a look.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And look who it is. The Pussycat Dolls.
Yay! We're on Becky Cam.
You know, and they're playing with the one that doesn't speak phone as well, which is stupidly left over that side of the deck.
Don't leave your phone there.
I love this.
Look at, we're on Becky Cam.
Are you on now?
Yep.
Our picture is.
Okay. Maybe you could actually go up there in a minute, some of you, and decorate the desk a bit, because there's a big picture of Katy Perry at the moment, but it's not real. We need some
it's
real
not
people.
Real.
We need real people.
Yeah. She fancies me, by the way, didn't I mention
that? Oh, for God's sake.
I thought she just liked girls with cherry chapstick.
Mm. Well, you say that. She says that in her song.
Are you going to play the clip now that you edited together to make it sound like she fancied you?
It's not.
I think she has a boyfriend.
It's not edited together.
That's actually rather good looking.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, back off, Travis.
Wow.
He's got it on tape.
And he's played it for the last hour non-stop.
Scott's rather good looking.
Now, can we clear up once and for all, groupies or boobies? I know that you've been asked this a million times.
It's groupies, but we're going to change it to boobies.
You're going
to
change it?
Everybody thinks it's boobies.
Yeah. But on the video... On the very last...
It's always groupies.
But on the very last singing of it...
We do a
Nicole,
little...
you do that.
Yeah. We do a little...
What's that?
Booby pop.
It's a kind of... It's a booby pop.
Yeah.
Booby pop.
Pop, pop.
We want booby pops for our groupies.
We like to keep them guessing.
See, that makes it a bit confusing, because you say it's groupies, but then you're going to...
You do a booby pop.
Yeah, you do a booby
that
pop.
That kind of sounds like a candy.
Booby pop.
Do you have groupies?
Yes.
Okay.
Different groupies than, you know, the typical rock band.
We don't have sex with groupies.
Okay, no. Good. That's not my question. But
isn't that like what groupies are considered from rock band dudes?
Yeah. Groupies are like our fans.
Yeah.
Like
our
cool fans that are outside right now waiting and...
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a lot of people outside now. Including Charlie from Bastards outside again.
Is he out there again?
Yeah, he was there for Katy Perry last week. He's quite regular. He's always there.
Which one is he?
It was in a band called Busted. His name's Charlie.
Yeah, very big eyebrows.
Massive eyebrows. You'll see him when you go outside. Oh, you've seen him already?
I think he's come to America.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
To our video shoot.
Now, around this time, we do a little quiz called Oh, What's Occurring, which is, it's nothing bad, it's just a guessing game quiz. Now, would one of you do that? You can talk amongst yourselves as to which one you want, like, you, which one of you wants to do the quiz.
Do it.
We'll do it together.
Okay.
Can we do it as a team?
Well, yes, but I see I need the rest of you to go up and go on Becky Cam.
I'll do the game and then the girls can do
we'll do Becky Cam.
So Nicole's gonna stay and do the game. Right?
I'll do the game. I'm a badass.
I want to go see the Becky cam.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'll do whatever. Well,
they are talking amongst themselves.
They are. I did say talking amongst yourselves, and they have. Okay. So what we'll do is we will do Oh, What's Occurring next, and then the rest of the Pussycat Dolls will be
on the Becky cam.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Pussycat Dolls are here.
Hello.
And we are going to do a special celebrity version of Oh, What's Occurring. Let's go.
Oh. What's occurring?
What's occurring? Three situations. We've recorded them. You just tell me what happens next. Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, today it's Chappers versus Becky versus all of the Pussycat Dolls.
All right.
Okay.
You're going to have a nightmare.
Do you need headphones?
How am I going to predict this? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Tell me what's going to happen here, right? Here's the first situation for you today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Greg James?
No.
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 He's a DJ on Radio 1.
All right, okay.
Do you know who Greg's favourite band of all time is? Have a guess.
Rolling Stones.
Colour Me Bad.
Colour Me Bad. It's kind of close. Yeah. It's kind of really close.
Boys to Men.
No.
Boys Aloud.
Rolling Stones.
Not the Rolling Stones, no.
It's Take Five.
No. It's Steps.
Steps. I've never heard of it.
I have.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
I think
as opposed to the Sticks.
Yeah. Steps, they were huge back in the day, weren't they?
Yeah.
They had loads of hits. 16 hits in the UK.
Ooh. Ooh.
Serious. But here's my question to you. Even though you've never heard of Greg James or Steps, how many Steps song titles could Greg subtly get into a phone call with his dad? Chappers, what do you think?
Seven.
Chappers think seven. Pussycat Dolls, what do you think? There's 16 hits.
Are they allowed to confirm?
There's 16 hits. It's his favourite band, so.
I'll say 16.
Yeah. 14?
14.
That's a lot.
Don't forget that I said 10.
Are you going for 10 or 14? This is the trouble, we've got so many.
No, we went for 14.
We're going 14. Solid.
Well, we can go 10. We can go 10.
And Becky is saying?
Three.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Greg called his dad and had to get Steps titles into the conversation without his dad realising.
Oh.
But
without his dad realising?
Yeah. He just has to get them, yeah. So here he is, calling his dad with those song titles.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah.
I've got some bad news.
What?
Tragedy, actually.
Why?
It's all fallen through, the flat.
Oh.
I know, it's just like a chain reaction.
Why?
Well, I just rang them up and said, right, 5678, just, is it going to happen or not? And they just said, someone else came in with a better offer.
Oh.
I know.
Well, how can they do that?
Well, I thought, well, words are not enough, really, but I don't know. The guy that I spoke to, I thought I know him so well, but not at all. He was useless. I mean, it not working was the last thing on my mind. I just thought it would.
But I thought you gave them a deposit.
I did, but I'm going to have to, you know, leave that. Better best forgotten, really.
Well, you must get that back.
Well, I will stomp about, but and make a noise, but it's, I don't know. I'll see what I can do.
But they can't take money off you and then not deliver.
I think we'll be all right. Just got to thank ABBA for the music.
Are you winding me up?
How many did I get? Eight?
Oh, I'll kill you.
He got nine. Oh. Nine from his favourite band.
That's good, because we get them at highest once, so, right? So is that
No, it's closer to seven.
Now here you go. 14. Now what do you do here
because
with the rules?
We went above seven.
Yeah, because you can't cross it.
Okay, so what would you do if you were me, if you were the quizmaster? Would you give you the point?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because some of the girls did say
8 and 10. And we went past seven.
I'm easily persuaded, so keep
going. I really don't mind as long as Chappers doesn't win.
That's, okay, so it's Pussycat Dolls 1, Becky and Chappers 0.
Oh! What's the kidding?
No, nothing, no. No. This is.
Yeah?
It's your game, your rules.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's the next one.
Oh, God, I've just seen what's on your bit of paper for this next one.
This is Chappers here.
Why?
Now, he thought the Pussycat Dolls a few years ago, and I quote, wanted him.
I have never said that.
Did
when
say
did
that.
I say that?
Well, we do have it.
You don't have it on tape.
I also thought Katy Perry wanted him last week. But what do people on the streets of the UK think? We showed 10 people a photo of Chappers and asked the question, would he get it?
It's going to be my last day.
How many people do you think said yes, he would get it on the streets of Great Britain?
Out of 20, you said?
Out of 10 people.
Would he get what?
What's the higher
it.
It.
Like, you know, in your song you say you might just get it?
That's just
sixth. Okay, you can't.
Six
don't have to whisper.
People said he would get it? From
like,
us?
Don't sound so surprised.
No, from them.
From
them.
Like he would get it.
Oh, get it on.
Get it.
I am here.
I would say six.
You're saying
six? Above say two.
Above five.
I say three.
I say six.
I say
I'm
like
just getting real.
I'd
you know what I mean?
Around six.
Can we just get this over and done with, please,
exactly.
Quickly?
Okay, I like that. Really taking this.
I know.
I like it. So the Pussycat Dolls.
I feel like a piece of meat.
The Pussycat Dolls say six. Chappers, what do you say?
I do you know what? I really.
Come on. Give yourself a solid
Chappers,
10.
Chappers.
Can I say two?
Two.
I know that's what you said. Thanks. That's it. Becky lodged in my mind.
Ten.
Oh, bless you, Becky.
Becky
slightly deluded.
Thanks, saying 10. Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Can't you just tell us rather than play it?
We asked, would Chappers get it? How many people on the streets said yes?
Chappers won't get it because he has a long nose.
No. He's trying to, like, kind of have the youngish, kind of oldish look.
Would he get it? Yeah. Like, with a lady?
So
I don't know. Maybe not someone my age, but, I don't know, maybe a bit more of a homely lady.
If you were his age, would you consider it?
Definitely.
Bit too tall. He's got this weird sort of look on his face, like, it's a bit freaky sort of look, to be honest. I wouldn't even touch him with a barge pole if it was me, anyway.
If I was, he would definitely not get it. Sorry? If I was gay, I definitely would. He looks like a very handsome chap. I know, nice smile, nice eyes. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, he'd get it. Nice, nice jawline, beautiful eyes.
No, he wouldn't because, well, pitch's not very flattering. It makes his head look a bit like a lollipop.
No, he wouldn't get it because I personally like pretty boys and he's not a pretty boy with the hairy arms.
Yeah, he would, yeah. Because, you know, he's got a nice manly face, you know. Oh, does he shave his eyebrows? It looks like it.
He'd probably get it because he looks a bit like George Clooney.
No, he wouldn't.
I think he can get it because good Irish look, real gentleman.
Maybe he'd get it. Maybe after a bit of Dutch courage, after a few drinks, he would, yeah. Maybe my mum might, though.
One would depend on number of cocktails, but, you know, yeah, why not?
Yeah, he'd maybe get it. He's got nice hair and he looks easy going.
Of course he would. I'm just hitting the menopause. Why wouldn't he?
Now, really I've got a slight problem here.
There was about 15 in the end.
There was 11 dings. I thought it was out of 10.
Yeah.
But we were saying
he does better with men here. Yeah. It seems like that's the higher average.
Yeah. Men and homely women of a certain age.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, we did ask more than 10 people because there were, as you correctly suggested, 11 dings.
Were.
So
who gets the point there, then?
So Becky gets
Becky
the point.
Becky!
Yeah. Becky said 10, even though she didn't realise there's more than 10 people being asked. Brilliant.
Right.
Oh! What's the curtain?
Right.
Can I just point out, don't shave my eyebrows.
Right. Last one.
It's kind of important.
Last one. You know Barry Chuckle?
No.
I love it every time he asks us. He shakes his head. No. He's like, no.
You really
don't. No, we don't. Okay.
Well, he's a very nice man.
Is he cute? Yeah. Is he cute? Is he single?
No, he's not single.
Not cute.
Not cute. Very nice man.
Really nice.
No, explain, no wonder we don't know him.
Explain who the Chucker Brothers are.
They're kind of children's entertainers.
Oh,
I like that.
Yeah. Like Barney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same as that.
Yeah, but without the costume.
But awesome. What if someone he didn't know phoned him up? So I have called Barry Chuckle this afternoon pretending to be a really weird stalker. But how long would he stay on the phone with me for being a stalker? Let's guess. First of all, Becky, how many seconds?
10 seconds.
Oh, no.
10 seconds. Pussycat Dolls.
15 seconds.
15 seconds. Chappers.
I'm going to go a minute. Because I think he's a very nice man.
We should have seen what he said.
Yeah. Dang it, can we
change
that?
That's a bit tactical, though. I bet now you're going to let them change their mind and...
Yeah, go on, change it.
Like a minute and 30. A minute 30.
30 seconds.
1 minute. 30 seconds? So, Becky, 10 seconds. Pussycat Dolls, 1 minute 30. Chappers, 1 minute. Let's find out.
1 minute. Oh! What's occurring?
So here's me calling up Barry Chuckle. Here he is getting a call from a stalker. But how long will he stay on the phone for? Let's find out.
Hello?
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 Hello, is that Barry Chuckle?
It is.
Prove it. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yeah.
Prove it. I don't believe it's you for a second. Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Is it you?
Yes, who's that?
Right, you don't know me, right? But I found a phone, and it had loads of numbers in it, and one of the numbers is Barry Chuckle, and I thought, it can't be the Barry Chuckle, and sure enough, I ring it up, it's the bloody Barry Chuckle, innit?
It is, yeah.
I can't believe it, my God, I'm such a big fan of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that thing you do, mate, to me, you...
To me, to you.
What is it?
To you, to me.
To you. I loves it.
Good.
I love you.
Good man.
I think you're excellent. Brilliant. I've watched your TV show for years.
Good man. Excellent.
Can we meet up sometime, do you think? It's good speaking on the phone, but it'd be better in person.
Well, I doubt it. I mean, we're busy most of the year anyway, you know. We're touring around different towns. Doing our touring show, live tour show, you know.
Oh, I could come to your house if that's easier.
Yes, I don't think you'd be able to.
Why not?
Well, we don't just have everybody come into the house, you know.
Oh, right. What's your address, then?
I can't tell you that.
Right.
It's a bit private, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So can I phone you again? Would that be all right, Mr. Chuckle?
Well, not really, because it's a private number, you know. I don't know where that phone's come from. But
I could phone you every day, and we could have a chat, like, about this time every day. I'd really like that.
I don't think so, mate, no.
Oh, go on, do it one more time for me. To me, to you, to me.
Okay, to you then. To me, to you.
Oh, I love you. I think you're ace, I do.
Anyway, good speech. Yeah, I've got to go now, because I'm in the middle of doing a job out in the garden at the moment, so...
Don't go.
Cheers.
Don't go. Barry Chuckle, don't go.
Bye.
Don't
bye.
Go. Barry.
We won.
Barry's a nice guy.
Yeah, we won.
I don't know who Barry Chuckle is, but I'm in love with him.
Oh. Isn't he sweet?
He is precious. Bless him.
Such a nice man.
And I bet you he was in the garden.
He was, yeah.
He was really in the garden.
Yeah. And I'm like, can I come round? Is that all right? What's your address?
And he did it to me, to you, to me.
He did it again. He goes, you don't even know.
You don't even know what that is. And you're like, oh, he's so cute.
Love
she
him.
Wants to hug him.
So the Pussycat Dolls win. Oh, what's it going?
Yay!
Okay.
What do we win?
Nothing. But I did let you change your answer a few times, but hey, that's fine. You're our guest. It's okay.
We chose right answers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
we're
right.
Tactical kitties.
Yeah, you got it in the end.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming in. If
Thank
you could,
you.
Would you do your thing on Becky Cam now? That'd be okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. If you log on now to bbc.co.uk/radio1, click on Becky Cam because the Pussycat Dolls are about to make their way upstairs to our office. Thanks, girls.
Bye.
Bye. Woo!
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you're feeling the credit crunch at the moment, what you need is Becky's Classifieds. These are real adverts that are online on these sites right now. Sometimes you get free stuff, sometimes you get stuff for really not very much money at all. And Becky sniffs them out for you every week because she loves a bargain. What you got then?
First up, is a mouse.
Lifelike rubber mouse. New. £4.99.
Bargain. Right. Now, do you remember the other week when we were having that clear out of your desk and you put the post-it on and... Oh, no, because you would have gone home. You put the post-it note on and said, take whatever you want, I'm off.
Yeah.
I was under your desk and me and the boss pretended that there was a mouse under there and we managed to get one of the girls stood on the cabinet screaming.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It was a bit mean, but I thought it was a bit funny.
So is that
so
why
I thought we could get a rubber mouse and cause all sorts of chaos.
You and the boss were under Scott's desk together?
Yeah.
Yeah, they
pretending
were...
there was a mouse. It was just us going, ah!
Because there was so much crap under my desk, we had to clear it out, and it was quite feasible there was a mouse there, so they just made it up. Crazy times in the Radio 1 office. Woo. The hours fly by.
Fake rubber mouse screams every time.
Right, yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah.
Screams every time.
Not the mouse, the people you show
it
to.
I was going to say.
I've been in this trade for a while now, and I've never seen a better looking fake mouse.
Like, I'm not being funny,
I've been in the fake mouse trade for a while.
There's obviously high demand.
It's big business.
Fool your friends with this real looking rubber mouse. Warning, do not give this mouse to your spouse.
Right. Or leave it in your house.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of another one.
Or give it to a louse.
Good.
Worth waiting for that one.
Yeah, maybe you should have peeked
at
the house.
At least I'm making an effort.
the one that doesn't speak Scotland.
Grouse.
Oh, here we go.
He's typing it.
Oh. This is like the action you get on Becky Cam.
One that doesn't speak, but...
God, this is boring for the listeners.
The mouse might be... Scouse.
Any chance to mention Liverpool?
Well, that was really worth waiting 20 seconds for. Should we go on to the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Vintage prosthetic blue glass eye. Number one of two. 1930s. £15.48.
A 1930s false eye.
One of two. See, that got me thinking. I was like, where's the other one? Still
I just moved into a smaller place with no attic. I'm listing many, many lovely things and would much rather keep. My loss may be your gain.
Right, so I've got a smaller place, so therefore now I only need one eye.
Hand-blown, human, prosthetic glass eye, with thick glass in the unusual and beautiful colour of light blue in the iris, with a yellow ring round the pupil.
Mm. See, it sounds beautiful.
It really does.
The white of the eye has detailed hand-painted blood vessels. Shell shape with two points.
Oh, this is horrible.
It is horrible.
Perfect condition. Used by someone in the family. Not sure who.
Oh, good. So someone in your family don't even know who it is has used it.
Please tell me it's going to...
Surely it'd be obvious, because they'd be walking around with only one eye.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Oh, yeah.
This is from my mother's collection.
Good.
Well, so his mum's walking around with one eye?
Yeah.
No, I think his mum collected
in a really small house.
It's all a bit weird. I don't think we should buy this one.
No, I don't want it at all. Next.
Multicoloured string.
Oh, good.
Always useful.
Why?
For tying things up.
Okay.
Blue and green used multicoloured piece of string. Slobbered on, and I'm sure with cat hair.
What?
Slobbered on.
Oh, right.
Wasn't used in the former Yugoslavia.
I was going to say.
This is a great fun piece of string.
Oh, yeah, because string's so much fun.
It's green and blue and frayed-like, so my cat loved it.
Good.
I think it's for a cat.
As you can see, I dressed her up in it, and doesn't she look thrilled?
So he called his cat Slobodon. Is that right? Am I following?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. It's a bit like when you called your dog Robert Mugabe, isn't it? I'm joking, you haven't got a dog.
No! What the heck are you on about? I don't have a dog. I would never have a dog. I hate dogs.
I know,
and Robert Mugabe.
I know.
Whilst we're on the subject.
The string is 55 inches long, and I'm sure it has stray pieces of hair from my cat. Ha ha.
Ha ha ha. To you too.
Don't miss your chance to own this great string. Note, cat not included.
Great. Brilliant. So Slobodon's not
included.
What
a waste of time that one is.
It really is. Next.
Potato shaped like a duck.
Ah, now we're talking.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
like
good.
These ones.
I do like the ones, like the chicken McNugget that was in the shape of, what was
Scooby-Doo.
It?
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, like yeah. That, yeah.
Strange, but true. This is a potato shaped like a duck.
Every once in a while, a potato comes along shaped like something, and when it does, you've got to keep it and sell it, haven't you?
I've seen many shapes of potato, but this is rare.
Yeah.
doesn't say how much it is, but I'm sure we can make an offer.
Mm.
How much do you reckon that's worth?
I don't know. I'd pay up to, what, £2 for that?
Mm.
And that's a lot for a potato.
Yeah, that is a lot for a potato.
For a solitary potato, that's quite a lot.
Even in the credit crunch.
Yeah, absolutely. Next.
I have a white cat toilet seat for training a cat to go in the toilet.
That doesn't happen.
Does it or not?
That can't happen.
Because there's a girl who works upstairs whose cats, if they feel sick, go to the toilet.
What?
Who?
Girl who works upstairs.
Say that again.
There's a girl who works upstairs whose cats are so amazingly well trained that if they feel sick, they'll go to the toilet.
How do you know if they feel sick? Oh, what? So they walk up to the toilet and are sick in the toilet?
Yeah.
No. Really not.
So
no,
they come
true.
In after a night after a night on the tiles, a few beers.
Yeah. After a kebab.
Yeah, and a kebab.
I think you can
They haven't got the energy to do anything else with each other, so they just go and be sick in the toilet.
Yeah.
That person's having you on. Who is that upstairs?
I'm not telling you, but it's true. She's got them very well trained.
It didn't work out for my two cats. Oh. It's still new in the box, though.
Oh, good. Well, obviously, we are trained as the ones upstairs, the girl upstairs. Aren't we?
How can it be new in the box if they've tried it on a cat already?
Mm.
And if it didn't work, does that mean there's cat wee all over the seat?
Yeah, probably. Next.
Real stuffed bat. Very weird looking. £54.
Right.
It's a professional taxidermy mount in a glass front wood case with its wings spread and on a white background.
Mmm, that sounds nice.
I thought we could get this for like when we were rocking out to Metallica the other night.
Okay.
That would have been good.
Well, so when we listen again to Metallica Night later on...
We can get it on the Becky cam.
Yeah, okay, I'm up for that.
The mouth's open and you can even see the fangs.
Wow.
Sounds a bit scary though, to be honest.
I'll wrap it very carefully, but with the glass on the case, I would strongly recommend getting insurance.
Also, hasn't some artist recently sold a load of stuffed animals in cases for like millions and millions of pounds? So if we buy this, we could then sell it at auction and make a lot of money.
Remember that place that's got like a stuffed hippo head on the wall?
Oh, yeah, that bar.
Yeah.
We could take it there.
Yeah.
When we go drinking.
When we take the cats out.
A bit of a knees up on the old town. Next.
7 turd figurines for sale. £8.
Right, okay. Why?
Thought they might look good on the cam.
I'm selling 7 turd figurines. They're for sale individually or as a set.
What?
Does that mean poo?
I think
turd is generally poo, yeah.
Oh.
What
is
it then?
It's a bit expensive for poo.
They are in excellent condition, but not in their original box.
Hang on, so this person poos into a box.
Oh!
And now he's
like Sharon Osbourne. Yeah.
What?
Sharon Osbourne poos into a box.
Does she?
That's what Dr. Gillian makes you do.
She has done.
Dr. Gillian.
So this is...
It's on her autobiography.
So this is Dr. Gillian and Sharon Osbourne's poos in a box.
Yeah.
These three are £8.50, not including postage and packing. Lord of the Rims, the Rim Reaper, and Fart Vapor.
They've named them. I love it.
These four are £5, not including postage and packing. Man, no Sherlock, the Ripper, and Richard the Turd.
Yeah, they're good. Get them.
Yeah.
Get them on Becky cam. I'd love that. Right, that was Becky's Classifieds.
Chappers can't speak.
Coming next, it's the UK's official number one. You're right there, Chopper.
I don't know what to say.
That's all right.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.